Dear colleagues, participants of the World Science Forum, I would like to inform you, first of all, that the steering committee of the World Science Forum prepared a declaration about the forum. We discussed that on several sessions in the steering committee. We put it on the web page of the World Science Forum, so participants could comment on it. And a few comments arrived, and we tried to include those comments into the final version of this declaration, which I will present now. And I'm asking for your endorsement and your authorization that I would sign this declaration. We thought how to do it. It would be very complicated if we ask all the organizations to get this document through the procedures in these organizations, so we decided that if the participants and the steering committee endorses it, and the steering committee already did that and authorized me to sign it as a declaration of the World Science Forum. First of all, I would like to mention that two minor changes were suggested, and I recommend to accept these changes to the original text. One is an inclusion that says that it's a primary responsibility of government to increase the support for science, and here is an insertion then, and develop effective policies for technology and innovation, and I strongly support that we put that in. And also another point, that institutionalization of such advisory process is necessary instead of highly welcome, and I think it's minor changes and we can accept it, and I recommend you to accept it. So the declaration is that the preamble says that with the encouragement and support of our partner organizations, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, the International Council for Science, and all invited organizations and fellow scientists, we, the participants of the Budapest World Science Forum, held from 17th to 19th November in Budapest, recognizing the relevance of the outcomes of the 1999 World Conference on Science, and taking into account the reports of the biannual World Science Forum, as well as the debates and the outcomes of this World Science Forum on changing landscape of science, challenges and opportunities, adopt the present declaration. One, the treasure of scientific knowledge and its underlying research approaches are a common heritage of humankind. More than ever before, the world will be shaped by science. Second, the first decade of the third millennium has witnessed steady and fundamental changes in the global landscape of science. The scale and scope of these transformations are so robust that a new milestone in the history of science has been reached, and a new era of global science has commenced. This new era presents challenges and opportunities, bringing political, social, and policy implications on a previously unseen scale. Third, the growing complexity of grand challenges, including population growth, climate change, food supply, energy shortages, natural and technological catastrophes, epidemics, and sustainable require that world scientific establishments assume new roles. Fourth, new scientific fields have appeared and continue to carve out their niches in the general field of science. Fifth, the unforeseen spread of information and communication technologies, the inexpensive and instant access to information, resources, and data banks, and the fall of communication barriers between countries and communities have accelerated the accumulation and dissemination of knowledge. Maybe I should mention that we distributed this declaration, but I see that many of you are looking at it. The former triadic dominance of North America, Europe, and Japan in global knowledge production has been seriously challenged, and a new multipolar world of science has emerged, accompanied by a rise of new scientific powerhouses, which are now not only prominent actors in world economy, but have become key players in cutting-edge research and development activities. In this new concept of global science, science diplomacy is now an acknowledged tool to promote partnership among nations by fostering scientific cooperation. Educational systems have received strong support from their respective government, to the extent that emerging countries currently produce more university graduates and PhDs than the developed world, thus rearranging the entire global knowledge map. In spite of these new developments, the US, EU, and Japan are still leaders in scientific performance and continue to invest heavily in research and innovation. The competition is more and more open than ever before in the world arena of science. Ninth, the expansion of scientific networks has also changed the circle of actors participating in research activities. A field once dominated by states and their research networks of national academies, learned societies, and universities is now complemented by a complex network of global companies, international organizations, and individual researchers who are attracted to the best available research infrastructure. Tenth, the accelerating knowledge economies have generated new migration patterns for scientists and increasing mobility. Both the winners and losers of brain drain and are facing the need for more intensive cooperation between universities, public research organizations, and industry in both graduate and postgraduate education and elite training of scientists. 11. The advancement in science have also shed light on new and previously unforeseen concerns. Climate change, the large-scale and irreversible impact of human civilization on the world's fauna and flora, and overconsumption of natural resources and their respective consequences require stronger involvement from both scientists and society. Developments in many fields, for example, genetics, biotechnology, neuroscience, nuclear physics, and so on, have considerable moral and ethical implications that require an urgent and global dialogue between scientists and broader public. And now we have recommendations, actually five recommendations. And these five recommendations are, in light of this declaration, we have the following recommendations. First, responsible and ethical conduct of research and innovation. In this era of global science, the scientific establishment needs to implement continuous self-reflection to appropriately evaluate its responsibilities, duties, and rules of conduct in research and innovation. A universal code of conduct addressing the rights, freedoms, and responsibilities of scientific researchers and the universal rule of scientific research should be shared by the world scientific community. Furthermore, These rules and policies should be respected by the states and adopted by their national legislations. Scientists should strengthen their individual and institutional responsibilities to avoid possible harm to society due to ignorance or misjudgment of the consequences of the new discoveries and application of scientific knowledge. It is the responsibility of those who promote science and scientists to maintain the primacy of moral and social concerns over short-term economic interest in the selection of and implementation of industry or research projects. Second, improved dialogue with society on scientific issues. In times of rapid and fundamental changes in the social environment, the sciences should be supported in their cooperative efforts to describe and evaluate with the best available methods the consequences of policy actions and explorations of both natural and social sciences. Participation of societies should be promoted in order to make science more democratic and to build further trust in science. To this end, societies must be prepared to knowledgeably discuss the moral and ethical consequences of science and technology by strengthening policies to enhance awareness and public understanding of science and improving and broadening the scope of education. Third, international collaboration in science should be promoted. Better international coordination is needed for science research projects focusing on global challenges. International cooperation is essential for decreasing the knowledge divide and regional disparities. The free cooperation and movement of scientists should be promoted by the elimination of harmful bureaucracy and false regulation and by providing the funds to further international cooperation. To avoid repetition, redundancy, and excessive expense in scientific research, the international scientific community should be involved in the development and of an improved method to monitor past and present research activities and their results. Fourth, the collaborative policies to overcome knowledge divides in the world. The rapid development and increasing cost of science, combined with the expansion of patent policies and regulations, have further widened the knowledge and economic divide between the developed and developing world. In the world where the best science and the best researchers are attracted only by excellent research infrastructures, developing countries should be supported in their efforts to build their research capacities. However, co-funded actions for building capacities can only be successful if support is provided in a socially responsible way, and it creates a win-win situation for both the promoter and the recipient. Brain drain and brain gain policies should be coordinated for the joint benefit of all affected countries. Fifth, capacity building for science needs to be strengthened. Scientific discoveries are foundations for innovation and social and economic development. Investment in science provides a capacity for future development at a national level and an opportunity to face global challenges internationally. It is primarily the responsibility of governments to increase support for science and develop effective policies for technology and innovation. Comprehensive actions should be taken to strengthen the role of women in science and innovation and to expand the participation of women in science and science policy making. The socioeconomic impacts of science and scientific capacity are well documented. National parliaments and governments are urged to declare their commitment to seek scientific advice during the decision-making processes. And institutionalization of such an advisory process is necessary. Informed decisions results in great savings. There is an urgent need to elaborate new effective science policies at national, regional, and global levels to better coordinate and monitor scientific research worldwide, to harmonize university education system, and to facilitate global and regional scientific cooperation based on equity and participation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the declaration. I'm asking for your endorsement and support that this declaration could be signed by me as president of World Science Forum. I may see that applause as an acceptance. Can I? Is there anybody against? Well, if not, thank you very much.